James was a fine red engine. He had two small wheels in front and six driving wheels behind, and he was able to pull railway coaches and trucks. But coaches aren't easy to manage. They don't like being bumped, and trucks are silly and noisy. They need to be bumped and taught to behave. This morning, James had to take some passenger coaches to another town, and when the train controller blew his whistle, James started off with a great rush.
Don't go so fast!
The coaches grumbled, but James rushed on. He did not even want to stop at the first station. So the first two coaches were away beyond the platform before James stopped. And the driver made him back a little to let the passengers get off on the platform. Then away they started again. James pushing along as fast as he could, his coaches grumbling and clattering behind him until they came to a hill. James puffed.
It's ever so steep. It's ever so steep. It's steep, but I'll do it. It's steep, but I'll do it.
And up the long hill, James pulled and pulled the coaches. James called to the coaches.
Come along, coaches. Come along, coaches.
All in good time. All in good time.
Grumbled the coaches.
Come along, coaches. Come along, coaches. Come along, coaches.
Said James.
You're going too fast. We're going to stop.
James had to stop, and the driver got down from the engine and looked to see what was the matter. James was cross with the coaches, and he let off steam. And the passengers were cross with the driver, and the coaches were cross with James. The driver found a leak in the brake pipes, and when he had mended it, he got back onto the engine and said,
"Come on, James. We'll get these coaches going again."
James started off quite gently and didn't go too fast for the coaches this time, and he glided quietly and carefully into the station. The passengers all got off, and James took the coaches onto a siding and left them there. And he thought,
"Oh, I'm glad to be rid of those grumbling things. Always want their own way."
The driver called,
"Come along, James. There's more work to be done. We've 20 trucks to move along the tracks. Here they are. Ready?"
Oh, said the trucks as James backed down on them and the driver coupled them to the red engine.
Go away, little red engine.
Come along. I've got you.
We won't.
Screamed the trucks. But James pulled hard and the trucks pulled back as hard as they could.
I can and I will,
said James, and slowly but surely he made those trucks move. Then at last they came to a hill ahead of them.
"Look out for trouble, James,"
said the driver.
"Those trucks don't like hills. We'll go fast and get those grumbling trucks up that slope before they know it."
I'll try to do it,
puffed James, but it was hard work and the top of the hill seemed a long way off.
I think I can do it.
Puffed James.
You won't, you know.
Screamed the trucks.
I've nearly done it.
Panted James.
You can't, you know.
I've done it, you know. Hurrah!
But just then the driver shut off steam and said,
"James, we've lost 10 trucks. The coupling must have snapped. Look, the last 10 trucks are running back down the hill. Come on, James."
Carefully, the driver backed James down the hill until they reached the runaway trucks. He managed to couple the 10 trucks back onto the others. James started up that hill again. As James struggled up the hill, he thought,
"What silly things trucks are. I'll do it this time.
The trucks didn't say anything. They thought they'd better behave. They didn't want to be left behind again.
We're coming to the top. We've got to the top. Hurrah!
James puffed at the top. But quietly and quickly he glided down, down the slope, keeping those trucks under good control until he glided into the station and round onto the siding to leave the trucks for the night. The driver said,
"You're a good little red engine, James. I'd never have managed those trucks without you. See you in the morning. Oh, I think we've got an express to take down south tomorrow. Night, James."
"Oh, an express. A real express to pull tomorrow. Oh, that is an important job to look forward to. A very important job for a little red engine."
And with a tired but happy sigh, James settled down in his shed for the night.